Okay. Can you guys hear me all right? Some thumbs up around the building. Okay. You ready? Are we ready to do this? You ready to rock? Can you guys hear me out there all right? Can you give me a thumbs up? Awesome. Awesome. All right, well, welcome to IMC Sounds Like Community. I'm Janelle Pleasure, and I'm hosting this evening. My co-hosts this evening are Stuart Levy and Keith Moore. And I think there's one more. Miriam, are you out there? Yes. And Miriam. So our live stream show meets every Wednesday, 7 p.m., until our doors open again. We're here on Zoom and also streaming live on 104.5 WFRU Radio out of Urbana-Champaign Independent Media Center, IMC for short. Please note that this event is being recorded. Your audio will be muted during the show to improve the quality of the performer's sound. And we will keep an archive, but it will not include the video of the audience and will end at the end of the performance. We present two sets of material, performances, or talks on local activist issues. The first will be at 7 p.m., a little bit later right now, and the second at 7:45 p.m. We invite you, our audience, to email programdirector@ucimc.org with suggestions for performers or if you'd like to help plan an event. The IMC is a membership organization, and you can support us by making a donation or becoming a member of the IMC itself. We will also be sharing how you can support the performers on tonight's series. Just like you would in like a concert or a show, you can think about giving a donation at the door or consider donating on a sliding scale if you are in the position to do so. If you have any suggestions on how we can improve supporting our performers, please reach out to us. We will be sharing that in the chat window as well, so make sure you look for that. If you're here on Zoom with us, you can open a chat window and message with the audience members. For most people, you find that by clicking the speech bubble at the bottom of your screen. We'd like to recognize our sponsors. We have the Illinois Arts Council, Illinois Humanities, Artworks Fund, and Community Shares of Illinois. Now, for our introduction to the evening. Up first, tonight we will have the Writers of Oya. The Writers of Oya consist of Mackenzie Johnson, Camila Files, Shakira Bromley, Denyla Nash, Ashley Ramos, and Ashanti Files. So, without further ado, I'm going to turn it over to the Writers of Oya. Can everybody give them a round of applause? Let's unmute. Hold on, we're getting it.
Hello, everybody.
Hi. Hello.
My name is Ashanti and Scoop, baby, Scoop. I am the founder of the Writers of Oya. Sorry, we're in our backyard because this is where we get the best signal. This program is hosted by a grant from the Urbana Arts and Cultures Commission. It has been my pleasure to do it for a year. We just got renewed for a second year. The goal of our little organization is to teach the art of slam poetry to middle school girls as a coping mechanism to deal with stress, to deal with bullying, to deal with depression, and even possibly suicide. So we've all kind of been locked down in our houses, and I've been telling the girls, right, right, right. And we're just so grateful to the IMC and to Janelle for inviting us to perform tonight. You're going to hear from a handful of our girls. They've prepared several pieces. And then at the end, I'll give you a couple of pieces from my first novel of poetry, Woven, Perspectives of a Black Woman. So just give them some love. They're a little bit nervous, but girls, you got this, okay? Thanks, Janelle.
All right, so we're gonna have Camille come up first.
Hello, so this is my poem, and it's called Facts Don't Care About Your Feelings, because that's the phrase that I've heard thrown around quite a bit during this time. So here we go. Facts Facts don't care about your feelings. And yes, that much is true. But if facts don't care about feelings, why should I care about you? Some people stole from Target, and we all got blamed for it. But when Europeans looted Africa, everyone else ignored it. But black-on-black crime rates are higher. You don't doubt it. But what about white-on-white crime or any other race? No one wants to hear about it. When Kaepernick kneeled, everyone got upset. But what about when Chauvin kneeled on a black man who wasn't even a threat? I can't breathe. I can't breathe. I'm drowning, suffocating. Everybody only wants to keep debating. People stay debating when there are witnesses right in front of you. I am right in front of you. Why don't you see me? You don't see me. You don't see us. But we will not be. We will not continue getting paid dust. And everybody needs to put their hands up because they will see our revolution. They will see us today. Thank you. Okay.
Well, somebody else is going now.
That was wonderful. All right, next up we have Miss Ashley. Let me see if I can do this here. I got it. Maybe I don't.
I'm nervous.
You got this.
So hi, my name is Ashley. And today I'm going to be presenting a poem that I write like 3 weeks ago about everything that's happened right now in the United States, and I name it Today. Wow, the United States has changed. A protest that was supposed to be for different blacks' rights turned into a vandalism. They don't know how scared I am for my safety now. I am not African American, and now they treat me worse than before. I am very afraid for my safety. I can no longer leave my house by myself for fear that something happens to me. I'm afraid to go running outside for fear of being attacked for being black or being me. As an Afro-Latina, I am not safe of anything. No one knows that I'm Afro-Latina until they hear me speak. This is not okay. I'm really scared. I don't want what is happening out there. I just want to stay in my room, the only place where I feel safe. I'm afraid to go outside and someone do something to me. Please don't hurt me. I'm also innocent. They are hurting innocent people who did nothing. This country discriminates against everyone. Just because I'm Latina and I'm black, are you going to take my life? Just because I speak Spanish and you don't like me? Or because I'm black and black are bad for you? I came here to look for a better life and education. And you are going to take my life because I'm Latina and black? That's the reason why you are going to kill me? Please, I'm begging you on my knees. Don't kill me. Let me live more time. I'm still young. Please don't kill me. I'm an innocent person. I haven't done anything for you to take my life. Please don't kill me. Thank you.
Wow, that was beautiful. Okay, next up we have Miss Mackenzie. You ready to go, dear?
My name is Mackenzie Johnson, and I named my poem The Movement. The pigment of our skin should not divide us, but for some reason it does. We should not be treated differently for the way we look or what we believe. We are supposed to be a community, but here we are, putting people down for liking the same gender as themselves or wanting to be a different gender. We should not put them down, but support them for who they are or want to be. I agree with the movement, but the looting is not necessary. But I am 100% with the protesting. We need to fight for not only ourselves, but for others too. I am only a child and do not understand, but I will try my hardest to fight for what is right.
That's right. Y'all hear our young people tonight? They are on fire. I'm loving this. Okay, our next poet is going to be Miss Shakura. Are you there, darling? Okay, I don't think I'm able to unmute her. Hey, Stuart, can I get some help?
I can't either. We can ask her to
unmute. Oh, there we go.
Oh, yay.
All right. I think we got you.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Come up a little closer.
Is that good?
You can speak a little louder, but that's good.
Okay. This world is falling apart piece by piece. Every day there's a young black male or female getting killed by these racist police officers. They claim they're here to help, but they're just killing us every day. We have kids that are scared to go outside every day because they're afraid they're going to be next. We get down on our knees and put our hands up, but you still continue to shoot us. It's like you see our skin colors as weapons. We can never claim we're innocent because of our skin and being racially profiled. We try to overpower them, but the system just lets them get away with it. People say all lives matter, but not all people are getting killed by the color of their skins. They want us to be quiet, but we can't be silent about the things that matter. You say we are making this a big deal, and that's because it is. If you would start treating us fairly, we wouldn't have to do all this. We march and protest to make our voices heard. They use violence to make us silent because they don't want to hear what we have to say. Black lives matter. My life matters. My brother's lives matter. My sister's lives matter. All black lives matter, but they don't want to hear us.
Yes. Beautiful. All right. Our next poet that is up is Miss Danila. Are you there, dear? Let's see, are we there? Where'd she go?
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right.
So am I just reading one poem or?
You may read one poem and then we'll do a round robin and keep you guys going.
All right, but. Okay, so this one is called Housewife, and you could probably guess what it's about from just that alone. So, yeah, here's mine. For years, my sisters all around the world have been mistaken for cleaners, for cooks, for breeders. Never again. By the way, I made you a sandwich made of layers of my success, courage, strength, and dignity. Topped it off with a few years of pain you've given to us. Also a side of my grief. I'm sorry you didn't ask for this. Did I ask for slits on my arms or bruises on my neck, back, and face? Did I ask for domestic abuse or countless nights of rape? Did I? Also, I cleaned up a bit. I polished your ego and stepped on it so you would feel what I did all those years. I dusted off your stupidity so you could see it clearly in the mirror. Follow these steps, ladies. You'll be the perfect housewife. I'm done.
Awesome. That was beautiful, dear. Thank you. All right. So I guess we're going to, should we go to you, Ashanti, or have you save you for the end? Where is she at? Work with me. Sorry, guys. This is just an interlude till I get myself organized. Don't worry. We're getting them back. I think.
Yay, there we go. We worked out our hand signals. Okay, woo-hoo! So this is one of the pieces from my first book of poetry. It's called Woven, Perspectives of a Black Woman. It's available on my website, www.mytruenorth.com. And it's one that I like to perform and I like to tell the girls. It's a long one, so bear with me. What is beautiful? Is it a dream? Can it be anything or only human beings? What is beautiful? Is it a place? One where its past is not a disgrace, where people are gifted beyond a race and privilege is not clearly written on your face? Is beauty only found in blonde hair and blue eyes, or does it count if your skin is kissed by the sunrise? And by what standards do we judge beauty? My braids, my twists, my kinky hair, and things very seldom considered fair. Is beauty a kimono woven from the finest silk, or the ageless pyramids the Egyptians built? Is beauty the wind blowing gently through the trees, or an ancient poem from the Ming Dynasty? Am I beautiful? I have been ripped and torn, personality woven from bitter strands of scorn, body bruised and skin severely scarred. But those wounds are only minor compared to those upon my heart. Can beauty be written on the tablets of time in a mathematical equation that equals prime? What is beauty? Iraqis die day by day for an idea the two planes took away? Oh, three Americans died today, but the number of civilian deaths they failed to say. Can beauty be stolen? Can it be denied, taken away by the stripping of one's pride, told that what you are is composed of waste? Pain is the only thing given to you with haste. The demonization of the African queen broken down to a female who only wants some bling bling, kings murdered and sold into the night to create unwed fathers too afraid to unite. A native land stolen by impending founders who claim that God gave them such power. A land broken and stripped of ecological diversity. Children are dying in mines to boost the economy. Crossing the border to escape, to flee, to work for low wages in a factory. Is this beauty? The destruction, the shame to which so many are to blame. The skyscrapers and bridges all shut out in pain. The pain of the worker who died to stake their claim. Surviving for months across the sea to finally reach America and shout, give us free. Can't you see? Can't you see? Is America free? Are its vast blue skies a tablet of beauty? What is beauty? Is it the struggle, the shame, whips on your back because you refuse to take a name, working for hours under the California sun, women being raped by a Don's grandson, traveling from Europe to escape a dictator, but if you got slanted eyes, you thrown in a camp like a traitor. Is that beauty? Is that even free? All the people of America, unite with me. What is beauty? Let's define her name with the planted eyes and the long blonde mane, with the wisdom of the Native Americans, with the dances and songs from the Caribbean, with the perseverance of the African soul, with the human struggle for which we all have known. That is beauty.
Yes, wonderful. All right, we're gonna keep this rolling and get back to Miss Camille. You got your next one ready for us?
Yep. Okay. So this one is called Quarantine Things, and it was written on March 26th, which was the day, which was day 12 of quarantine for me, and yeah. Trump said that he has done more for Christianity than Jesus Christ today, and I think it broke me. I am so tired of everything. If I died right now, people would attend my funeral over Skype. Parents stay debating. My sisters stay complaining. My grandma stays praying over an uncle with a 102 fever. What happens when he leaves her with the virus? Because that's what will happen. They all say rejoice and start clapping. People stay dying. I really stay crying because the thousands at Clearwater don't realize that my baby sister with her big brown eyes is immunocompromised. And they don't care. They just want to have fun. They don't care that for her, it's like staring at a loaded gun. They're on their spring break, and I was on mine until the whole world became of one mind, of fear and misinformation and racism. If someone starts coughing, put a shank in them. So stay forever vigilant. Stay paranoid. Stay staring into the empty void. Stay attacking people just because you can't see. That is just us. It's just you and me.
All right, now. I hope you guys are paying attention to these young people. Their voices are being heard loud and clear. Take heart. They are our future. So let's keep it moving. We're going to go ahead and go back to Miss Ashley. Are you ready, dear? Yeah.
I call this one flowers because I get inspired when I was doing my walk in this quarantine to don't be like close up. Flowers. Beautiful flowers. If you think flowers are beautiful, do you think that people are beautiful too? Have you think that people are like flowers too? Think this way. Think that flowers are people. The water, the sun, the air, food, and wind are love, happiness, friendship, and self-love. People can live without it. Now, think about those things that kill flowers. Think that everything that kills flowers is hate, pain, despair, and loneliness. And because of these little animals, flowers die. This feeling kills people. Many people die, like flowers. For a new plant to grow up, you have to give it a lot of love, affection, and care as well as a person. I don't know. Think about it. That when you see someone dying for what others say, I know you also have experienced it as I have done. And I know that it's not the best feeling, right? We hurt people or beautiful flowers we are releasing.
All right, baby. Okay, let's keep it moving. Miss McKenzie, are you ready?
Our next poem is called Protest. We stand together to fight for what's right. Together we are stronger. Standing together keeps us united. Color should not divide us. Protesting can show humanity and equality. That everyone should be treated equally. No life is greater than another. Coming together shows we care for one another. I know we are angry, but looting is not the answer. We will not stop fighting until justice is served.
All right. Next up, we have Ms. Shakura. Are you there? Shakira, are you there, dear? We have her unmuted. Oh, okay. Well, we're going to keep moving. Ms. Danila, you got another one for us?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, let me hear it, baby girl.
And I'm sorry for that earlier. okay. This one, it doesn't really have a name. It was pretty last minute, so here it is. Betty Jones, Trayvon Martin, Kevin Matthews, Ahmaud Arbery, the names of my people who died at the hands of the police. No official justice was served for these crimes. When a black man do it, it's murder by thugs. When a white man do it, it's an altercation. But it all depends on the color of your generation, right? It's not an issue why we're publicly dying, but it's always been our issue. Just ask the countless black mothers that are still crying. It's funny how something that's true can turn into a trend. I can tell you now, it would get a whole lot darker if we wanted revenge. We just want to be safe, but the finger points to us. Why? Because we're a different race? Then y'all wonder why we resort to gang banging and shooting. We try to get jobs, but y'all hardly treat us like humans. At the end of the day, we all bleed red. And that was that.
Yes. All right, now. Ms. Ashanti, you have another one for us?
Sorry, I had to unmute you. This one is called Smile, and I wrote it for my nieces and nephews and or every black girl out there. My nephews are boys, but it goes to them too. Smile, black girl. Lord knows you have a reason to frown. The world feels upside down no matter what you do. Debating whether to stay in school and obey the rules, setting goals is for fools, some people say. Smile, black girl. Don't let the world see the pain you and me endure every day. Hurt from that special friend that you trusted to get in, but left with the wind and took your heart away. Smile, black girl. Don't be ashamed to let the world know how you wanted to go slit your wrists in the tub because you felt empty. ashamed to say you're depressed. Your mama says that you're blessed, but you wonder how. How am I going to pay rent? The bank is in the red. All the money is spent because you sent the last of it to someone who needed more. Hair wrapped up in a weave, soul searching for reprieve. All I want to do is leave and never reopen that door. Smile, black girl. Let them wonder if you're insane with your thick mane of curls, inscrutable. Walk with your head held high, make someone question why your body seems to fly despite the world on your shoulders. Smile like you believe that you will succeed because every breath you breathe is a contradiction. Queens walk every day and fix their hearts to say, I can do this, I will do this, I will try. Mistakes gonna be made, all debts will be paid. Baby girl, I need to skate. Saying boy, bye. Throw the world blocks your path, dreams seem far from your grasp, and you can't see what you've already achieved. Take your time and you smile, because few could think to walk a mile and do it with such style if they wore your shoes. Take your time and you stride. Fill yourself with pride and let your smile beam wide, black girl. So Janelle, Ashley, Camille, and Danila are the original trio of Writers of Oya. So they are going to do their final poems. They are the ones who supported three poems, or wrote three poems. Sorry, I just saw the word supported. So you can go to Camille, and then Ashley, and then Danila to wrap up our set. Thanks so much.
Woo-hoo! All right, so Miss Camille, let's bring it home.
Okay. So this one is called Moonchild. And it's pretty short, so yeah. We are moon children, discerning of stars. We reach to touch them, but we're so far. Sorry, my grandma's calling. We are moon children, deserving of stars. We reach to touch them, but we are so far, always so close, yet so far. We are tired, we want to fly, but our wings of Icarus are burnt. Sometimes, if we close our eyes, we can see the moon. And she welcomes us home.
All right, Miss Ashley, you ready?
So this one, I name it Equal People because before we left school, like 2 weeks before, I see someone bullying another girl who was Chinese just because she coughed, and then we had this, you know, the virus. So this person gave me so mad and then get mad more because I don't defend that person. So here you go. Equal people. You see it, right? You see how that girl insult that Chinese girl telling her that she have COVID-19 just because she coughed because of the water? Do you see how that kid get named get home with bullies follow him just because he speaks Spanish? Do you see how people discriminate others just because they looks, they accents, the way they are? Do you see it? And you don't do anything about it, that? We are equal. No matter if you're white, black, Mexican, American, Asian, or another race, we are equal. We have the same rights. Why do you bully someone who don't even know your language? Are you really doing that? Your parents didn't show you to treat others bad. You think you are better, but you don't. People can't commit suicide because of people who want to be happy and they find happiness bullying others. Most of the suicides are because of bullying. All people have the same right, and nobody can change that.
Oh, okay. My mic keeps getting muted on myself. That was beautiful, darling. Thank you so much. All right. We got the fierce one. Bring it in. You ready?
So I actually did name this one. It's called The Black Side. Move slowly when you're pulled over by a cop. Make sure you beat the streetlight. Just stay calm and do what he says. Every Black mother or father has to teach this to their children. The question no one seems to be asking is why. Why are we being pulled over, officer? Wait, please, don't shoot. It's only a hairbrush. That never stops them from pulling the trigger, does it? We walk in stores and get stares from people worried we're gonna steal. I find that highly ironic considering you guys stole us from our home and culture. Don't forget the people that work for no pay to make the America you oh so desperately wanna make great again. Then y'all wonder why we riot and shout. Because all you have to say is I accidentally stepped on his neck and head out. And that's the end of that.
Yes, yes. I hope y'all are hearing these applause, seeing them. You guys did a wonderful job. I just want to reiterate once again, these are the writers of Oya, led by the beautiful Ashanti Files. We had Miss Mackenzie Johnson, Camille Files, Shakira Bromley, Danila Nash, and Ashley Ramos. You guys did a wonderful, wonderful job this evening. Just beautiful. We want to also lead you guys over to the Writers of Oya. They're located on Facebook. There's also a website, www.mytruenorthartistry.com. Please support these young people, support the IMC. We want to bring more of you guys out here to support our community and all of the great things that we are bringing to you all. So yes, let's give another round of applause for the Writers of Oya. Yay! Great job, guys. Okay, so since I am new, I'm going to go ahead and reintroduce myself if you're just now getting on. And for those out there in Radio Land on 104.5 FM WFRU, my name is Janelle Pleasure. I am the MC for this evening, and we're going to move right along to the second half of our program. But first, let me do a little plug in. The IMC is a membership organization. You can support us by making a donation or by becoming a member of the IMC itself. We will also be sharing how you can support the performers on tonight's series. You can do so by sliding scale or giving a donation to us so we can go ahead and support the people in our community. We'll be sharing all of the information on how you can support them in the chat window. And for those of you who want to call in or get online, please do so. UCIMC.org. Let's see, what else can I say? Oh, I should probably mention and recognize our sponsors. They are the Arts Council, Illinois Humanities, Artworks Fund, and Community Shares of Illinois. All right, without further ado, we're gonna just roll right along. I hope you guys don't mind. I'm going to bring to the stage, the platform, a gentleman that I have been made aware of through Soul on Sunday. This man has broken down the walls when it comes to spitting poetry, and I am learning so much more about the things that he does for our community, and I'm telling you, this brother's on fire, so you guys are going to get a treat tonight. He is Mr. Maurice Hayes, and so we're going to hear from him a little bit, and are you with us, Maurice? Are you here? Can we see you? Let's see, where are we at? I'm working on it. Do we got him unmuted? Is he there? You hear me now?
Can you hear me?
All right. I can hear you, dear.
How you doing?
Doing well.
Well, I first want to say this. All of the poets, the young spoken word artists, absolutely amazing. Like, do you hear the passion in their voices? And for them to be so young and the words and the meaning behind the words, those are things that they feel. And I respect that so much, being a writer and a poet myself, when they can really release whatever it is that they're feeling inside poetically. That's an amazing tool that you have. And you guys are absolutely amazing. Ashanti, I think you and I are going to do an event Friday, the Juneteenth event that my company is hosting. But you guys are absolutely wonderful, man, and I'm so happy that I had the opportunity to hear you. It was super, super dope. It kind of made me want to do a poem, but I'm not here for that. But you guys are so, so, so dope, man. So another clap for you guys. Who am I guess, is the next thing I'm supposed to go into. I am the founder of HV Neighborhood Transformation, which is a new organization, relatively new to the community, But it was an organization that I created along with my brother William Brown and Robert Rush some 15 years ago while we were in prison. I served a term of 17 and a half years in prison. William Brown, which is the co-founder, was recently released maybe 2.5-3 months ago after serving 22 years in prison. And so when we were in that place, I also want to show you guys this. I also wrote a few books while I was incarcerated, and these are the books, which is going to lead to more of my description of what I'm going to say. Give me a minute. I don't know how to work this thing. So here we go. So can you guys see that? It's entitled Behind These Eyes, Volume 2, which is more like an autobiography of my life, and this is Volume 1 of that. So while we were incarcerated, we saw a lot of the things that were taking place in our communities. We weren't innocent people ourselves, but fortunately, we were put in a place where we were able to grow up rather than just simply grow old. So during those times, we tried to figure what things can we do to, as we return back to the world, that we can bring something to the community that's different than what we left. So Spit With a Purpose was born from that because I am a poet. And SPIT stands for Social Problem Intellectually Translated With a Purpose. As the young ladies just showed us, the power of words are, and the expression, it can deliver a message so paramount that it rattles your soul, which they just showed us. So I figured that would be the one way that I can lend my voice and my gift that I was blessed with of writing to help uplift some of the people in these high hope communities that I came from, and encouraged them to do different things. So it wasn't until I was in prison that I changed my life. And it's a great thing that my daughter is on this call, Brajay. She's on the call right now. But she was able to witness the change, right? So she was able to witness the change, and what we wanted to do when we came home was raise some of the kids that we left when we left. Right, so a lot of men are in prison now who left children out here in the world without fathers or guidance or someone that could probably just lend them and show them a different way. So we made it a vow to do that. And it came through spoken word, mentoring young people in prison, giving the young guys the same kind of lessons that the old heads gave us when we came to prison. Because when I went, I was 17. I came home, I was 34 years old. And the lessons through that, it kind of shaped my life now. I'm in a different space. I'm married. I'm a business owner. I'm a mentor to a lot of people. And the company HV Neighborhood Transformation is just that. How do we transform the way that our neighborhoods are not only seen, but how we as a community live in our communities and our neighborhoods with ourselves? How do we change policy that affects our community and the school systems, all these things that hinder us as a community, right? A high hope community. So HV Neighborhood Transformation is that. And we work collectively with everybody, whoever wants to do the right thing, right? And not do the right thing in the moment that we're in. I had a discussion earlier about people trying to do the right thing while living in this moment. Right. But these things we knew about way before this moment happened. This is a moment of a lot of other moments. But it's great that it took this, for lack of a better term, to make people understand what it is that goes on, not only in the high hope community, but for Black people in general. And that's one of the things I wanted to highlight. As I came home, became a free man and wanted to teach manhood to some of the young boys, I want them to be able to understand what those things look like. and be more responsible to the real things that affect us. And it's not us that harm us, so to speak. We just fall victim to those things that we maybe not understand or can't control. So our whole job with HV Neighborhood Transformation is try to lend some of that understanding to some of these young men and young women. And I apologize for getting emotional. You know, it's just part. So did anyone want to ask any questions or anything? I don't want to keep on rambling on. I know I supposed to talk about the 40-40, which is an initiative that starts June 27th. And the 40-40 is 40 days of peace and community building, right? Building the community from the inside out and really going inside of those high hope areas, which is our focus. So we will be in where the violence takes place. And we want to bring some of the college professors down there. We want to bring some cops down there, some people from different cultures and neighborhoods and backgrounds to a place that's often overlooked but emulated all the time, and get to know the people. Get to know the people and realize what's going on with the people. It's not a hopeless community, right? A lot of times we think about hopeless communities. The communities aren't hopeless, right? It's just they've been through so much for so long that, you know, the trauma and the pain makes you feel like you're hopeless. But the encouragement that we bring and the understanding that we bring from many perspectives can uplift people. I'm living proof of it. I sat in the box for 17 years, and from there I grew into the person that I am now, but I've seen men change. I've seen understanding I've seen understanding come from the misunderstood. And sometimes it may take a real bad situation for it to happen, something like what's going on now, for stuff to snap and people to get it. But we want to take it to where the people really need to get it at. And we want to be voices for those voiceless communities and people who are really being overlooked, mistreated systematically for forever. And I'm one of them. So that's what our truth is. That's what HV is. That's what the 40 Days of Peace and Community will bring. And we're just going to keep it moving from now. Any questions?
So we had one question, Maurice, for you in the chat from Don. He said, what is 40-40 and why is it called 40-40?
Okay, so the 40-40. Well, Don knows because Don is my man. That's Don. Don is actually a part of everything. He know what it is, but I guess he wanted me to elaborate a little bit more on
everybody it. Else, yes.
Right, so 40 days of community building, 40 days of peace and community building, it stems from James Field. It's like the 40 days in the Bible, when you think about it in the Bible. I'm not really too familiar with the analogy that they mostly use, but it took 40 days to bring about that change. So we're saying if we dedicate 40 days of peace and 40 days of community building, it starts the cycle of change. It opens up the gate to bridge gaps between the different kind of mentalities, people, neighborhoods, cultures, communities, so on and so forth. Maybe Don can elaborate a little bit more. You say no? Okay, that's good. but that's what it is. It's filled with a bunch of different initiatives. We have seminars. We have a financial seminar that takes place on Mondays. You guys can go to the website and see what the calendar. But it's Money Madness Mondays, where we teach financial literacy, seminar hosted by Deshaun. He's going to be doing that. We're going to have Mental Trauma on Tuesdays and Thursdays, hosted by Dr. Sandra Siegel and her assistants. On Wednesday, we'll have, I can't never say this word, but Jorge Elville will teach restorative justice. I can never get that right, no matter how many times I say it. But restorative practice, restorative justice, he'll do that. And on Fridays, we'll have Fun Day Fridays hosted by the youth. They'll be putting on their own little parties and spoken word shows and rap shows and things like that. And we'll end the week off every week for those 6 or some weeks with a block club party in those High Hope areas. Garden Hills, Country Brook, Vulture and Silver, all those areas that really don't get touched. So that's what we're doing.
Awesome. So we can find that information as far as like what goes on each specific day on your website. Is that correct? Yes, the HVNtransformations.life?
Yes, ma'am.
Did I get that right?
Yes, you did.
Yay. Okay. So since I know you from poetry, there was someone on here named Shawnee who had a great suggestion. I would like to put this out there. Can you give us a poem? Can you spit something for the peoples tonight?
Hell yeah.
Yes, you can hear, and then kind of tell us, you know, the inspiration behind it and what brought you to that moment to bring this poem to us? Because I'm just dying to hear, you know, a little bit of something. Just, yeah, okay. Whatever you got.
Okay, so this is a poem. It's called Still I Rise, right? And pretty much what the babies did today, when I listened to them, like no matter what the situation may be, you can feel the fight in them, and you know they still rising, they still going. So when I wrote this piece, Still I Rise, I wrote it for that alone. Just no matter what you've been through, no matter how far you've been down, you can still rise. And it was an ode to Maya Angelou's piece too that she wrote called Still I Rise. So this Still I Rise. There's a reason why I summon sermons and transcribe them through rhythmic wordplay. There's an explanation found in the collaboration of this time and this place. I spit with a purpose. Therefore, I know there's a reason for the stumbling blocks, the struggles and the triumphs, telepathically telling tales of trouble resolved while heeding the call of poetic scholars emulated from a distance in the midst of chaos. I paint pictures with abandoned buildings and vacant lots serving as my backdrop. I've walked graffiti bridges that pledge allegiance to the defiance of the alliance that was formed to impede my progress. Still, I rise. Still, I progress now. Embedded in stress, I refuse to digress now and bring shame to Brown versus the Board of Education. Even if the board needs education, they'll have to educate me, see? I live in the spirit of Thurgood Marshall. I'm fighting against that fight that's fighting against me. I dream dreams that closed eyes can't see, even when there's a dark cloud covering this dark veil that's covering Reese. Still, I rise. Still I seek what most said I would never achieve. Sadly, they were mistaken if they thought for one moment I would receive what they're attempting to make me believe. They ain't know that my dad calls me king and my sister queen, so my self-respect triples my self-esteem, which means while in Christian resistance, I realize that I still have the prize, man. The power was mine, man. Still I rise, man. Still I have the audacity of hope, the audacity to cope with the many obstacles thrown in my path. I have the fortitude, strength, and ambition that Angela Davis embodied, so no one can stop me. I am destined to be great. It is I who dictates my success or failure. Plus, Barack has already brought smiles to the elders, which means I'll be the next one to make it to the White House from a shelter. Still, I rise. That's that piece.
Spit poet, yes. That's what we're talking about. That's what we're talking about.
Was I breaking up? I thought I was breaking up. It looked like I was breaking up.
I heard you fine.
Okay. Thank y'all. Thank you. I was inspired by the babies. The babies was performing. I was here charged, right? Because like that's what you want to do. You want to get in the cipher with a bunch of people that's going to spit, right? And really that's going to give you some when they spit. So I've been waiting. I was blowing up in my chest trying to do that. So thank you all for giving me the opportunity.
Yes. Well, we have a few more minutes. I mean, you want to go ahead and drop some more on us? You know, anybody else interested in hearing maybe one more?
Yes, I will. I have no problem with that. Yes, ma'am.
All right, go ahead. I'm going to give the floor to you.
So, this one is called Feel Me, right? So, I wrote this poem literally. I still perform it to this day, but I probably wrote this poem in 1996. when I was incarcerated, all the young guys who come through the jails, and their language then was, you feel me, you feel me? Like, that's all the kids who always says, you feel me, you feel me? And I used to be like, no, man, I don't really know what you're talking about, so I don't feel you. So I wrote this joint called Feel Me, and this is it. I say, I think it's time the words meant something. So I'm not going to spit for the sake of spitting. I'm going to spit and attempt to shake something. I noticed that my past gems haven't touched them, and these visual effects have no effect. So now I punch them and get them on the defensive. True, my thoughts are pensive, but you understand. How can you not comprehend that majority of the land men's, how can you not comprehend that majority of the land's men reside in the pen? We are 12% of America's population, but 50% of America's incarceration, and those that are not living in isolation choose mental incarceration over mental elevation, which robs our youth. Our troops have a mental stimulation need to overcome these dire situations, and society stereotypes are misleading. Hip-hop fairy tales have stopped you from dreaming these wimp-ass clowns glorifying the grime, and it's your dying from your grind that pays for their shine. Those who've never seen the lock, they brag about doing time, and if time truly revealed the truth, then time revealed the hip-hop story to the lie to you. Trust me, ain't nothing sweet about the block. These gangsters that say they gangsters ain't gangsters, because a gangster will tell you ain't nothing gangster about being a gangster. A gangster would tell you it was poverty that was starving me. I wasn't robbing thieves. I was taking from you, enslaving my people, and that reparations is due. And since I'm guilty of it too, here's my 40 acres of mule, but who do I pay my debt to? And I spit so loud so these men can hear my plea. It's just a goddamn shame that most of y'all don't even feel me. But class is taught to those in attendance. Crowd pleasers and non-believers will pretend like they didn't hear this. This verbal communication, communicating community concerns, and though their clock turned, that tick and that talk reveals more click and the cock to cause more pistol to pop and more bodies to drop. And if the clock was to stop and unity was to stay there, more of my people would be alive and a lot of us would be in these dismal crypts today. And it's because of my mistake that they're closing more schools and building more prisons. They're sending more of our children to more of their prisons, and they say to hell with recidivism, 85 and 100% will free the city of them. If they close the school, they can doctor the dropout rate. Violating our community, but we can't scream rape, hell. We've been harboring our statutory stories for years, and since we're not man enough to sue my dear tears, then why in the hell we expect Trump to comfort our children's fears? That's our job. But instead, we sit back and allow our babies to fall high while we bow high for the mob. To me, that's a mental disability, then who's the retard? It take men to bend condom. These sisters are tired. Where's the relief? In the visits or in the money orders, but y'all still don't feel me. And if I could speak with complete honesty, I would tell you the hard times what the gang promised me. Those street fame and company Reese, great pain set their trailer blaze. And when I got blazed with what the judge gave, I learned to abandon the blame game. When I looked in the mirror and the reflection looked back, there was no white man holding me back. There was no white man fingerprints on the trigger that gat. But since I've been in jail, my brain's getting fat. Now I breathe and rep for real with the hood on my back. No longer taking from his time that the boy give back. To raise black royalty with the jewel that this journey lent me. And yes, I am the epitome of a black man in transition. I spit with a purpose and hood voters my mission. And for the record, misogyny no longer follows me. I recognize the essence of a queen, but until all my kings share the same dream, ain't nowhere in the hell y'all ever be feeling me. And that's the piece.
That's what I'm talking about. Yes. Yes, I'm about ready to pass out. That was beautiful. was absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
Well, you have anything else you want to of Shabana?
I'm sorry.
Anything we need to know, need to check you out at?
Well, just please go and check out the website.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
We host a round table. For men and women, we have the men's round table every Saturday morning on Zoom at 10 o'clock, where we sit around and we really discuss ideas and plans that we can network from a grassroots standpoint and build from the ground up together. So I encourage anyone that wants to be a part of that, join the rounds table. My email is on my website, so contact me through there. We have a women's round table hosted by my executive director, Rita Connolly. It's on Fridays at 6, though this week, it's going to be on Thursday because we're doing the Juneteenth celebration on Friday. So I encourage you guys, just follow us on the website, follow us on Facebook. And if you see me, just holler at me, right? I'm here. And we trying to make it happen the best way that we can. So thank you guys again for allowing me to be on here. I really appreciate it. my baby got a chance to see me spit, which is dope. I got her picture right here, looking at that smile right now. So that's ill. I'm good.
Woo! Well, thank you again, Maurice, for your wonderful words, for what you're doing for our community. It's absolutely wonderful. I'm so glad that I'm learning this about you. I look forward to seeing you on here more and hearing more about the things that you're doing for the young people and for the old people in our community. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Respect. Okay, well, I want to tell everybody thank you for coming for tonight's show. We're going to open up the mics right now for people who have questions or if you guys want to converse and intermingle with one another. So let's do that. And I don't know how to do that part. Help. We'll work this out so we can all converse with one another.